The Trouse Railway Bridge last opened to enable a beluga whale to escape to the sea after it had grown fat on fish thrown to it while it lived in the Wensum near the railway station. Norwich holds the European record for the longest overrunning roadworks, with a pothole that was fenced off for 31 months before finally being filled. The Sainsbury Centre for the Visual Arts was originally intended to show every packaging design that the supermarket had ever used since it was founded in 1869. The decision to abandon this idea in favour of the art that is now on display was only taken when it was discovered that not all of the packaging could be sufficiently cleaned to avoid nasty smells. The Bear Shop in Elm Hill celebrated its opening in 1990 with a visit from two brown bears borrowed from Colchester Zoo. The hanging of Robert Kett from the Norwich Castle battlements following his rebellion against land enclosures is a myth. In fact, he escaped to Ireland with a sack full of potatoes and started an agricultural revolution there. The Maidshead Hotel gets its name from the ghost which haunts one of its bedrooms. It is believed to be that of Anne Boleyn, who was born at Blickling Hall in 1501 and was beheaded by Henry VIII in 1536. Castle Mall was originally built as a nuclear shelter, which would house the British government if the UK was ever attacked by Russia. When HMSO vacated Sovereign House in Anglia Square, it was sold to Kew Gardens, with plans to use it to display tropical ferns. However, it proved impossible to get the plants up the spiral staircase, and the idea was abandoned. Elephants used to parade through Norwich from the old city station to the site of the circus where they performed. This only ceased when one of the elephants died of a heart attack outside Gerald's, and it took 2 weeks to decide who was responsible for removing it, during which time it began to rot, leading to the only time that the market closed since it was founded in the 11th century. Guy Fawkes tried out his explosives at Chapelfield in 1604, the year before his attempt to blow up Parliament. The event was known as the Big Blow.